Welcome back, everybody. This is OmniTalk Retail coming to you with our very last interview from the Vusion Group booth. I'm Ann Mazenga.
And I'm Chris Walton.
And we have a very special guest here for the World Retail Congress. Our last guest of the day today is Sanjay Luthra. Sanjay is the Executive Vice President for EMEA and Global Direct-to-Consumer. Sanjay, welcome.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
We're thrilled you could join us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad we could make it happen. It's exciting. So, well, let's start off with, tell us a little bit about your career, your background, and your role.
Oh, thank you. I'm very excited to be talking to you guys. I'm Executive Vice President. I've been with Mattel for 20 years.
Wow.
I have worked in three different continents, Asia Pacific, North America, and Europe. And my current job responsibility is I'm responsible for EMEA. I'm Executive Vice President for EMEA, and I manage the global D2C business for Mattel.
That's a lot. We were joking before we started. That's quite a bit. How do you balance all that?
Oh, no, I think it's fun. You know, when you have fun, and the thing is that Mattel today is becoming a very purposeful kind of purpose-driven organization.
Yeah.
And when you're working on kids and you're creating innovative products and you're thinking about innovative ideas, it makes it easier.
Yeah, right. So what's your background? Do you have a background in DTC, or like how did you come to acquire that responsibility?
Yeah, I think all along I have been more tech kind of insights driven person within Mattel. At one point of time, I was managing Amazon when Amazon was very new.
Okay.
And now when this D2C, it's the passion, right?
Okay, right.
And I would say it continues to be a passion, and that's what's driving it.
Well, what brings you to the World Retail Congress?
I think it's connecting with retail.
Okay.
Partners across the world, across Europe. That's the first idea. I think, in my opinion, retailers are looking for something new.
Yeah.
Right? Because the big thing, which was online retail, from brick and mortar, you move to online and you become omni-channel player.
Right.
That's done.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the next big thing? Everybody is looking for solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people were here and they were very open in conversation. All the retailers we connected with, all leading retailers are here. Mm-hmm. And it's so good to be here and connecting with them. So I think everybody is looking for that solution.
Yeah.
Everybody is trying to find what's that new thing which they should be thinking about and doing.
That next golden ticket, so to speak. Go ahead, Anna.
Yeah, and you're going to be on stage tomorrow.
Yes, looking forward to
that. We won't be up against each other tomorrow on stage. I'm not till 12:20, so I think you're before me, right?
No, I'm after you.
You're after. Oh, man. Okay. It's going to be a hard act to follow. But it sounds like we may be joining each other again at Shop Talk Europe. I got to know what you're planning on talking about tomorrow. And maybe are you going to share some of the secrets that you've learned or some of the next new things that you've learned with some of the other retailers in the audience?
Yeah, I think I'm here largely to talk about our D2C business,
right?
Which is our premium e-commerce business, and it's one of the fastest growing businesses within Mattel. So it's a premium e-commerce business, but if you ask me from my heart, it's a fusion of our Mattel's creative power and cultural impact, which we want to create.
Right.
I feel that every adult is kid at heart. And whenever you give them an opportunity to be that kid, they grab it and they want to live. We know it.
Right.
So that's what we are trying to kind of make sure through Mattel Creations, which is our offering on our D2C channel. We are trying to make sure that those adults get their childhood toys as fans, as collectors.
Okay.
Right? They get it.
Yeah.
When they want those toys as an adult, they want it they want it more designed and more detailed.
Sure.
So it's a premium toy they are looking at.
Yes.
And that's what we are kind of, trying to provide. To me, Mattel Creations is, if I can say, it's a combination of innovation and nostalgia.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? That's how I will call it.
Sanjay, what do you think drives that need for Mattel to have a direct-to-consumer business? Do you think it's like how we're experiencing the brand now on social channels and we want to, you know, we see that new toy or that nostalgic toy and we want to just be able to go right to Mattel to purchase it? Is it videos and movies and content that you're putting out that's kind of driving people direct to consumer? Like, what do you see as kind of the catalyst for that movement from your perspective?
I think if I can answer that with one word,
yeah,
it would be innovation, right? Uh-huh. That's what's kind of, you know, we do every day.
Yeah.
That's what we breathe, right? That's just imagine we started in a garage and the first doll we made was a paper doll.
Right.
To today, what we make is 900 new products,
right,
every year.
900 every year?
Every year. We connect with all the fashion retailers and create all the Barbie consumer products.
Right.
Oh my
right?
gosh.
We create 46
no
television campaigns,
right,
only during the holiday season.
Right.
So imagine the design and development muscle,
right,
that requires. I think innovation is something which is very constant. That's one thing which is driving it. The other thing is that there is a massive market which is emerging,
mm-hmm,
of these adult fans whom,
right,
we call within the industry, we call them kidult.
Yeah, kidults.
Right? These fans are very passionate.
Yeah.
They love, you know, their childhood,
yeah,
memories.
Yeah.
And they have created this market. This,
yeah,
market is growing massively.
Right.
If I can say during the pandemic, the market in US from 2020 to 2022 became $3 billion plus market, right?
Just in adults buying toys.
Adult buying toys.
Wow.
And in Europe, right, that market is also $1 billion plus. So it's
and growing, right?
Mm-hmm. Because these fans, they are very these fans, they want to buy,
mm-hmm,
you know, the product, but they also want to be heard.
Yes.
Right? So it's important that you need to provide them customized product, detailed product, premium experience, which is what we are providing. Mattel Creations is a very premium digital experience when you go through it.
Yeah.
The content we provide is very premium. So, you know, that's what we are trying to do.
Well, so
I can go on and on.
No,
on this.
I want to ask you more about,
yeah,
that, because that's one angle of your direct to consumer business, right? But we were talking before we started recording that there's so many different properties that you have that could fall under the bucket of a DTC experience.
Yeah.
How are you thinking about the effort that it takes to consolidate those, to get the right unified data streams in place so you can best meet the needs of your customer and continue to excite and delight them year in and year out with, as you introduce all those new products?
Yeah, I think our intention is, one is to go after this, you know, adult fans,
mm-hmm,
who are going massively. So Mattel Creations is that offering.
Okay.
And our today, largely, I'm talking about that. And, you know, the idea is what we are trying to create is a massive, these fans, you know, are trying to build a community for them,
mm-hmm,
so that they can just imagine if you create a community and a space,
mm-hmm,
where nostalgia, culture, creativity, innovation, fans, collectors can all come together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are very passionate about,
yeah,
it because they are talking toys,
right?
Right? So we are very passionate about it.
Right.
And they are passionate about it. So that's why we have created that space. And the thing is that we make money out of it because it's an e-commerce business.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So we appreciate that.
Yeah.
But there is we have diverse portfolio,
mm-hmm,
diverse brands, and we continue to work. This strategy of ours is complementary to our everything else what we do,
mm-hmm,
with other retailers, omni-channel,
mm-hmm,
strategic partnerships, which we have, whether it's Walmart, Target, to Auchan, Carrefour,
mm-hmm,
here, all retailers in Europe. We have very strong, whether it's a brick and mortar player to a totally online player to an omni-channel player, we have strong relationship with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And D2C strategy. strategy of Mattel Creations is not in competing with them.
Right.
It's complementary.
Yeah, it's augmenting them.
Supplementary.
Because
yeah.
It is going after that adult fan base.
It's right. Probably creating new opportunities or discussions with them too. Is that true? Am I making the right assumption there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If you look for innovation as an organization, right, that's what we do. You know, that's the brand DNA of the organization,
mm-hmm.
right? That innovation, yes, mm-hmm. there will be opportunities. Kidult is a massive market.
Right.
So working with those retailers also on that will be continuously an opportunity.
Yeah, there could be entire sections of the stores that are designed to play up
absolutely.
That angle
right.
of things too.
Absolutely.
And yeah, kind of makes me wonder why that hasn't even happened yet. Like
right.
I'm surprised that we haven't seen that yet, but I'm sure it's going to start pretty soon.
And
yes.
complementary categories of product like apparel and other things like
oh
we
yeah.
saw with the Knuff sweatshirt, which I was just sharing with Chris yesterday.
I didn't tell you, right?
Yeah.
The Knuff,
yeah.
you're referring to that. That's a phenomenal example. When the movie we started to release the movie, we created on Mattel Creations
right.
the D2C platform
right.
a destination, right? Where
yeah.
all the information,
yeah.
If you're a movie fan or if you're a Barbie fan, you can get all that information there, whether partners, retail partners, products, merchandise, all that information we created. And in no time, we thought we had 200,000
yeah.
more users who wanted to
right.
connect, you know, or Bobby,
right.
who wanted to connect.
Yeah. yeah.
And one of the things which we did is, I am Kenna Foodie.
Yeah.
Of,
yeah.
Know, that's what you're referring
yes.
to in the finale, Ryan Gosling's.
Yeah.
So we put it on the site.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a nice exact replica kind of, you know, hoodie. And we thought we'll sell like 5,000, 10,000
yeah.
core
yeah.
fans will sell
yeah.
it.
Right.
In the first 10 days, we sold 100,000.
That's just
oh my God.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And
it's all
so
new
far,
business too.
It's
yeah.
like more than 250,000 hoodies which
right.
we have sold. I was talking to somebody today here, and they said, bring it back because Halloween is coming, right?
Yeah,
so
yes.
we want,
right,
we
right.
want
yes.
that more. And mm-hmm. so you will do another 200,000 volume
right.
in the next kind of, you know, period. So it's that's how, you know.
Yeah, you're building, you're continuing to listen to your consumers, hear what they want, and then develop those products, whether they're 2 years old or
yeah.
62 years old.
And it's all complementing to our kind of, you know, global CEO, you know,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
kind of, you know, strategy
mm-hmm.
where we are trying to build, you know, a business
yeah.
which is franchise. It's kind of, you know, mm-hmm. it's not only toys, it's much more.
Mm-hmm. Man, you got a fun job.
Yeah.
This sounds like a fun job.
Yes.
I bet you get very excited to come to work every morning.
Absolutely. No doubt on that.
Well, Sanjay, thank you so much for taking the time to share with our listeners your experience at Mattel. We will be watching you tomorrow and listen to you talking about your D2C strategy. There's so much for everyone in the audience to learn, I'm sure. We just want to give one last big thank you to the Vusion Group for bringing you all, listening at home, all of the content from the World Retail Congress. And thanks to everyone who's joined us here on stage as well. And until next time, from Paris.
The last time. Be careful out there.